Mariore e te whānau. Today we have a very exciting podcast episode and YouTube video for those watching online. Today we're here with Cam McLaughlin, and he is the co-founder and director of Goldie, which is a new investing platform just brought to Aotearoa New Zealand. Goldie has had a very, very successful launch. They have had over 10,000 signups in the first 16 weeks. Just for reference, Shezi's had about 3,500 in their first year. So these are some interesting statistics that just shows how kind of crazy Goldie is and a new idea that so many people are enjoying so far. I'm really excited to be working as an educator with Goldie, where I can share more regular content like episodes like this and episodes purely about gold and the investment of gold. Really excited to be sharing these with you and excited about the partnership here. So, kia ora, Cam, welcome to the show. It's so awesome to have you. Did you want to start with a bit of an introduction? Ko wai koe, who are you? Where do you come from? And what do you do?
Kia ora. Yeah, absolutely. I'm Cam, co-founder, as you said. We're 17 weeks into Goldie. And I mean, Goldie's just basically an investing platform that lets you own real things like gold. And then we're going to move into art and collectibles. The whole purpose around Goldie is to break the barriers, not take investing too seriously. Invest or, buy shares and things that are tangible fun, like things you can pick up and hold. Like you've picked up the 1 kg bar and it's a pretty crazy experience. It's valued at the moment at $120,000. I want to bring these real things to the people. We represent, the 98% that basically can't afford to buy these high value assets, but now you can buy a share or a small percentage in them, and you can have the rewards of these value, the value of these things going up over time. And I think the main thing that we kind of have positioned ourselves is like breaking the barriers of entry, changing the face of ownership so anyone can own these kind of amazing high value things, and really causing that disruption, which I think we're already seeing at the moment, and the way we're seeing signups and people engaging and taking this massive amount of pride and becoming these like shareholders, owners of this of these amazing kind of real things.
Super interesting. And bringing it back to those barriers of entry, what do you think the barriers are to purchasing gold? What were those experiences? Because you, prior to launching Goldie, were looking to invest in gold. What were the barriers that came up when you wanted to do that?
Yeah, so, gold was essentially owned and purchased by the wealthy. If you wanted to buy a gram of gold when we were first looking at it, cost you around $152 when the market price, like basically what you would trade gold at, was 96. So, 57% increase, which is just insane. So, if you can only afford to buy a gram, then you're getting basically all these middlemen coming in, taking a clip of the ticket. And then, if gold goes up, then you're not really going to reap the rewards of it. So the way Goldie works is we basically cut out the middlemen. You get market price, which is like market price is like saying you go straight to the factory, the Nike factory, and you buy it from, basically the factory themselves without, anyone cutting in the middle of it. So that's kind of the way we see it is, we're basically removing all those things and giving people access to be able to invest in this. So, that's kind of where we position ourselves.
I'm so excited to continue to grow my portfolio. I've already got my portfolio of gold, but it just really excites me. And what I have in the back of my mind is I want to buy my little 1 kg block of gold one day. So that's exciting. Thank you for creating something that really makes it easy to be able to purchase gold. What would this experience look like for just an ordinary person? What's the process of being able to buy gold? Can they do this regularly? How does one go about investing in gold?
Yes, I mean, we've tried to do it like gold. Investing shouldn't be intimidating, which it can be for someone that hasn't invested. We just want it to be this fun experience where you see when you log in and use the platform, you see the the shiny gold bar. It feels like something you want to purchase. There's kind of no real regrets in doing it. And you kind of have this amazing kind of fun experience that not about graphs. The idea is you invest in this thing like gold, because we've only just launched with gold. We've got a lot more things to come. And you kind of are more focused on taking the pride on what you own. And gold, the reason why we launched with gold and why we're looking at purchasing gold initially, based on past performance since like the 1970s, gold has tended to slowly and steadily performed well. So it's regarded as like a safe investment, and not as confusing as like investing in the stock market or things like that. And the idea is you own your shares in it, take pride in it, and when it comes around to the city that you live in, you can come in and hold it, and it's pretty amazing.
So exciting. I have worked with a few different brands, and something that I wanted the audience listening into this episode today to understand was that working with Goldie has been very different. It's been a creative experience, and the thing that I love most about it is that it's been very collaborative. I feel like I can, say to you, "Hey, Cam, I reckon we should do this," or, "Hey, Cam, I reckon we shouldn't do that." And it's been quite uplifting for me to be in that position where, I feel like I can actually say things and share how I feel about something. What is it behind your vision for the brand that, allows you to do this? Because there's so many brands that would go, why would you do that? Why would you listen to, and it's your brand, your business. What's this collaborative approach like? Why do you do it?
Well, you and I, I mean, we're kind of learning as we go, and it was something that I'd kind of thought about. If we're going to be innovative in the back end and doing all this amazing stuff, like this has never been done before. And then I was like, well, at the front, we should be the same. And you and I talk openly. Your community who have started using your code reach out, talk to myself a lot of the time. We talk openly about the difficulties in the app. How do we improve it? And that's the way it should be. Like, I shouldn't be telling you what to do. You should be telling us how your community is engaging, and your community's been amazing. And I think it just seems right. And if we're trying to be this like purpose-led, community-driven platform, which, like I highlight, we're trying to be that, and we get it. I expect us to get it wrong so many times. But working with you, we've already started improving that. And I just think your voice and your experience in terms of what you represent in your community is far more important than anything else.
Where does this take you for the future? Like, what's your vision moving forward? Where can you see Goldie next year, couple of years? What's that looking like?
So we'll look at launching silver soon, and then we want to move into art and have this kind of like secondary market where you can buy things that you couldn't afford to, but you're passionate about. So whether it's a piece of art or a Rolex or a collectible card or the first ever Apple, cool things that you don't really need to be seen or take yourself as an investor, but behind it, you actually are becoming one. But it's so much fun, and you take your passions, you get to invest in the things that you love or care about. We often talk about like Jonah Lomu, like has he got something out there that people want to own? And when it tours around New Zealand, you can go check it out. Or is it LeBron James's singlet? Or, because we've never had, or Michael Jordan, like I personally have never come into contact with any of those things. And I would absolutely love to invest in these things myself. And the idea is we've got this free digital vault that you'll be able to scroll through and see all the cool things you own. And you don't have to look at crafts and confusing stuff like that.
I'm so excited. I feel like we will need to do an updated version of this interview, maybe in a few months' time, to update our audience on how Goldie has tracked. But for now, I'm so grateful for your time, and I feel like this is a great starting point for my community listening in today to today's episode. Are there any kind of final words or comments you want to share with the everyday investor who's just looking at getting started with investing in gold?
Yeah, just give it a try. You've got a code, and I think everyone should be getting behind it. You get out. If you have any questions, reach out to us. If you think anything sucks in the app, give us a shout. Like we don't take ourselves too seriously. We don't give investment advice. We're just I'm looking to have fun with this and engage with multiple communities. And Goldie represents. The more communities that get involved and the more people that get behind us, that strengthens what we can do next. So, we're just looking to, really engage with New Zealand as much as possible.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Cam. And for those listening in today, we also had a podcast episode that just aired. I will link it in the description below, but I believe it's episode 88, where I go over all the risks and advantages to investing in gold, just so that you can be an informed investor. But for now, thank you so much for your time, Cam. I really appreciated it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Goldie expand and grow, and then, of course, catching up again in a few months to hear about the progress that you have made. And yeah, like I said, Etifano, there's a link to sign up to Goldie with my code MMXGoldie to sign up. Be sure to use that and get involved. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.